This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by Sir Speedy, the business printer. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. A day of triumph for Mikhail Gorbachev, a day the course of Soviet history took a dramatic new turn. Correspondent Barry Peterson reports from Moscow.
This was a day when the Soviet Union repudiated everything it once seemed to stand for, the supreme dominance of the Communist Party. In a momentous and well-orchestrated vote, the Central Committee plenum put its stamp of approval on Mikhail Gorbachev's call for multiple parties. Also discussed, the possibility of private ownership for such things as businesses and farms. Some delegates were clearly pleased by the decision. Others left the session in a sullen, unhappy mood. There are a few formalities before the deal is done. Both the Supreme Soviet and the recently elected Congress of People's Deputies must okay the decision. Both will almost surely do just that. It was not a surprise. Gorbachev said recently he was ready to see multiple parties. The real question now is the Soviet Union as ready as Gorbachev to turn its own history upside down? Barry Peterson, CBS News, Moscow.
Secretary of State James Baker arrived in Moscow for a round of talks with Gorbachev and Foreign Minister Eduard Shevardnadze today. Before their first session started, Shevardnadze was asked about the Central Committee's bold move.
Whatever is happening that moves us closer to a humane and democratic society is, I'm sure, in the interest of our two countries and in the interest of mankind.
Shevardnadze also made a surprise announcement. West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, whose government just today approved talks with East Germany on unifying their currencies, will pay a visit to Moscow this weekend. The White House said today Kohl and President Bush will meet at Camp David later this month. The president kept tabs on the Moscow developments while continuing his tour of defense facilities in California. White House correspondent Wyatt Andrews is traveling with him.
Mr. Bush says he is encouraged by the prospect of change in Moscow, but says that has not changed his proposal to increase funding for the Strategic Defense Initiative, or Star Wars. Mr. Bush today visited the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory to see the latest research on the so-called Brilliant Pebbles approach to SDI. Mr. Bush's argument is that none of the changes in the Soviet Union has reduced the threat of a ballistic missile attack, and that space-based defensive systems are more, not less important, even now.
Beyond their contributions to deterrence, they underlie effective arms control by diminishing the advantages of cheating. And they can also defend us against accidental launches.
The president faces congressional opposition to the $4.5 billion he wants for Star Wars research. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, San Francisco.
And we'll have more CBS News when The World Tonight returns.
Well, why don't we get the shareholders meeting going with a song, okay? Me and my shadow.
Have you ever had to do a song and dance because your printer made your big presentation unpresentable? Talk to Sir Speedy. We'll help you get the right layout, the right type, the right colors, on the money and on time. And when the job looks good, you look good. And as a matter of fact, so do we. Sir Speedy, the business printer.
Here we go now!
Honey, get ready for this. It says here The Brady Bunch is a new series on CBS.
No, you mean reruns.
No, it's a new show. It's called The Bradys, and the whole family's really grown up.
Oh, Marcia finally got rid of her braces?
Honey, see for yourself. Here's Florence Henderson, Robert Reed, dear old Ann B. Davis, and all the kids, only now they're our age.
Ooh, that means I can finally date Cindy.
Honey, get real. The Bradys are...
Well, I've grown up. I guess the Bradys have too, huh?
The same family, all grown up. The Bradys premieres Friday at 8, 7 Central and Mountain on CBS.
The State Department is moving to get rid of a man suspected of spying, career diplomat Felix Bloch. He's been formally suspended and stripped of his $80,000 salary, according to department spokesman Richard Boucher.
Mr. Bloch has been notified in writing of the specific charges against him. Under the terms of the statute, he has 30 days in which he may answer the charges and submit any information to show why he should be restored to duty. If he so requests, Mr. Bloch will be afforded a hearing before a panel of senior agency officers.
The Bloch affair began 8 months ago when he was put on administrative leave after reportedly being videotaped passing a briefcase to a Soviet agent in Paris. Payoff day in Chicago for the FBI, Internal Revenue Service, and state and local police as Attorney General Richard Thornburgh announces indictment of 20 crime syndicate figures 8 years after the investigations into their activities began.
The dogged work of these investigators and prosecutors has paid off in a significant indictment of racketeering activities, including murder, extortion, bribery, the financing and collection of usurious loans, illegal gambling, and federal tax violations.
Thornburg said the indictments demonstrate what he called our strong commitment to the fight against organized crime. More CBS News from the world tonight in 1 minute.
How can you profit in business and investments? Get set to call for the next 4 issues of the Kiplinger Washington Letter free. For over 65 years, successful people have relied on Kiplinger for sound business and investment forecasts. Here's your chance to discover what you've been missing in Kiplinger's revealing weekly updates. Every Monday morning, you'll get 4 typewritten pages packed with concise forecasts on taxes, interest rates, inflation, and business growth. It rivets your attention on the best opportunities. See for yourself. Take 4 issues free and also receive Kiplinger's free guidebook, Investments for Today and Tomorrow, packed with profit-making insights. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-453-3301. You'll be billed later for a year's subscription at a special money savings rate. If not satisfied, return the bill marked canceled and owe nothing. Don't miss out. Call 1-800-453-3301. That's 1-800-453-3301.
A bipartisan legislative counteroffensive to recent Supreme Court civil rights rulings has been unveiled on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Rob Armstrong has details.
The law would overturn 6 recent Supreme Court discrimination decisions, including last year's opinion that the 1866 Civil Rights Act did not prohibit racial harassment in the workplace. Democratic Senator Albert Gore.
The Supreme Court is simply wrong in deciding that while it's wrong to discriminate on the basis of race in hiring, it's all right once the worker is on the job.
Conservatives oppose the proposed law, and so far the president has not gone on record for or against it. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson has arrived in South Africa for his first visit there in 11 years. He at once condemned the white government's racial policy.
Apartheid must go because it is a sin. It is morally wrong. And if it is morally wrong, it cannot be politically right.
Jackson said he hopes to see long-jailed black activist Nelson Mandela freed and walking down the streets of Johannesburg before he leaves 12 days from now. This is The World Tonight. We'll be right back.
Honey, I've been waiting 9 months for this.
She has your eyes.
I can't believe it's here.
Yeah.
Baby days at Sears.
What?
Honey, while they last, we'll get $10 off that durable Winnie the Pooh playpen by Colecraft, just $65. And $10 off that sturdy Tot Taxi stroller by Evenflo, just $49.67. The complete baby store at Sears has everything we need. Let's have a baby every February.
What?
Sears, your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Hi, Jim Summers for Value Right Drug Stores. You know, at Value Right, they've got ways to keep you smiling, especially when it comes to good home dental care. Case in point, this week, get the Interplaque Home Plaque Removal System for only $69.99 at participating Value Rights. Interplaque replacement toothbrushes are only $9.95. So look in your yellow pages for Value Right Drug Stores, where you'll always find great American values and aisles of products to keep you full of smiles.
An up day for Wall Street. The Dow Industrials average closed nearly 34 points higher at 2640. The average price per share on the New York Exchange up 37 cents, volume 187 million shares. 9 minutes past the hour in this world tonight.